Your airwaves on the waves.
Hello? Dale, are you there?
Who's that out there? Step to your right so the camera can see you.
It's me, Ryan Aldridge.
What the hell are you doing outside the gates?
Are they gone yet?
Who, the knobs? They left a couple of hours ago, and Trent's been looking for you.
Let me in.
All right. Rowan, you know I have to report this to Trent.
Gotta go.
Jaina? Are you here? Jaina? Dad?
Where the hell have you been?
Dad, you're okay.
No thanks to you. You just bloody left me, Rowan.
Never mind that. Where's Jaina?
I don't know.
Dad, I need you to concentrate. Where is she? They caught her. Did you see what happened?
Where were you, eh?
I was keeping something safe. Dad, I really need to know if you saw Jaina after we left you in the park today.
They put her in a van. They put a bag on her head and drove away.
She's been taken then. That stupid, stupid girl.
She's smart.
Shut up, you drunken old fool.
Rowan, don't you...
Jaina's been taken, Dad. Do you know what that means, for God's sake?
I know she's not coming back.
I was helping her. I did what she asked.
I've seen this before. Eliza and her family, they all disappeared. First ones from Aro Valley to be taken. She was just a young thing, too.
Where do they take them, Dad?
I don't know. Hell?
Thanks. Real helpful. God, I'm an idiot. I shouldn't have listened to her. I should have pulled her over the damn fence with me. Oh, if it weren't for that damn tick. Shit. The tick.
Where are you going now?
Diagnostic unit, it's right here, look. They didn't crack her, she's too good for that.
What are you talking about, Rowan?
Never mind, Dad. I'm going to find Justin, okay?
Oh, don't leave again, Rowan.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll be back, I promise. Just stay here for a bit, okay? I've got something important to do.
No, Rowan, don't get mixed up in that stuff. They'll take you too.
Sorry, Dad. I gotta go.
Miss Moore, I have your dinner tray.
Oh, how delightful. Oh, what do we have here? Chicken and mashed potatoes? Why, I'm practically a celebrity.
Eat up.
What's your name, officer?
Shut up.
I think I'll call you Nose, because you have a big nose. Okay, Nose?
Shut up.
Oh, shut up. Well, I'm not getting my brains fried, so you've obviously been told not to hurt me. Yay!
Oh. We can hurt you, all right. We can hurt you bad.
So, Nose, why am I here? Are you going to tell me, or do I get to wait and see?
Shut up.
Okay, wait and see it is. Well, I've got a bit of a treat for you, Nose.
What? Oh, not again.
Johnson, what's she bloody done?
Shit, looks like she's scrambled the alarm system again.
How the hell did she do that under lock and key?
We haven't figured out how to disable her rogue Link X yet, sir. She's been doing this all afternoon.
Turn off the damn alarms.
I've reset the security system, but she'll only break it again.
Feisty little... You know what? I like her.
Would you like to meet her now, sir?
No. After that little display, we should make her wait.
Sir, forgive me, but our mission objective was to identify the creator of the virus. We haven't done that yet.
The virus is peanuts compared to what this girl can offer us. You've done well in finding her, Johnson. I'll see you're rewarded.
But, the virus...
No, call off the search.
What? But, sir, we...
Johnson, the public are terrified of the virus.
That's my point.
They've stopped going out at night. They're too scared to step out of line. Either we'll get them or the virus will. We're at capacity. We don't need to take any more people. But we want the public to keep behaving. Are you understanding me yet, Johnson?
Not really, sir.
Round the dribblers up. Give them the best care. Make sure the media are watching. Spread the news. The virus is something to fear. But the National Order Board are here to help. It'll give the people a little faith, Johnson, a bit of a feeling of safety. They're being looked after. I think they could use that, don't you?
Yes, sir. But,
Now, the virus is small fish, Johnson. You and your family are safe now. Think about that.
Yes, sir. I understand. Thank you, sir.
They took her, Justin. The knobs took Jaina.
What? No. They left. I saw them go.
Yeah. With her.
What would they want with her?
I can't tell you. It's better if you don't know.
It's to do with the resistance stuff she does, isn't it?
Shh, Justin. It doesn't matter. I have to go find her.
What do you need from me? I'll come with you. Just let me tell my dad.
No. No, Justin, it's not safe.
I want to help.
I need you here, mate. It's my dad. I can't leave him all alone. Could you look out for him, Justin? Please?
I guess I could do that.
Make sure he's eating. And try and keep control of what he drinks. It won't be easy.
Anything to help.
Thanks, Justin. You're a good kid.
Don't call me a kid.
Sorry, mate. I better go. See you when I see you, eh?
See ya. Hey.
What?
Just... You're coming back, right?
Don't worry, mate. I'll be back.
Ah, Miss Miller, isn't it? Please, come in.
It's Jaina.
Oh, my apologies. Come, take a seat, Jaina.
So, you're the big boss, are you?
Correct. William Walden, head of security for the National Order Board. Pleasure to meet you.
Really?
I've been quite excited to do so for some time.
Let me guess. Since you figured out I have tech you've never seen?
Very astute. Impressive job on scrambling the alarm systems, by the way. May I ask...
If I can unlock the doors, why don't I leave?
Yes, that.
Too many men with guns.
Touché.
Thanks for the royal treatment, by the way. Chicken was a bit dry, though.
I'll be sure to pass that on to the chef.
What do you want from me? You're going to execute me for spreading the virus?
Well, we know you didn't do it.
That and the fact that the virus is useful to you. People are scared. You like that.
You are smart. Just like your father.
Right. How long have you known?
Oh, it didn't take us long to figure out. Alan Miller created the Link X, didn't like how it was used, left to help set up the Arrow Valley Commune with his young daughter and... Curtis Aldridge. Well, they had a falling out and you left with your father to set up the Christchurch Commune.
Thanks for the history lesson.
How is your father, Jaina?
He's fine.
Is he? When did you last speak to him?
Don't play games with me.
Your father's with us, Jaina. I hope you'll be more cooperative than he was. Answer my questions, and I'll tell you where he is.
You have my dad?
We do. It's a photograph from today. He is alive and well.
This could have been doctored.
I suppose. But that's a risk you'll have to take, isn't it?
Well, spit it out then. What do you want to know?
You and your father have created an untraceable Link X. How?
Right. So Dad didn't tell you. Well, neither will I, unless you answer some of my questions.
You want to know whether your father is okay?
No.
Oh?
He can handle himself. I have a bigger question for you, Mr. Walden.
Go ahead.
What's the real reason the Link X free communes are allowed to stay open?
To give the public something to hope for, of course. To keep the concept of freedom alive.
I'm sorry, Mr. Walden, but I'm going to call you on that. We both know that's bullshit.
My. You are smart.
You're just stating the obvious.
It's not the first time I've been asked that question, Jaina.
Yeah, I figured Dad would have asked too.
What we do and why is not your concern. What I want to know is...
We're just going around in circles, aren't we? I'm sorry, Mr. Walden, but I won't be answering any of your questions if you won't answer any of mine.
Very well. Link X, send guards. Jaina Miller, to be sent to Complex 866.
866? Unlucky number.
Dad, Justin will come and check you have food. Hopefully I won't be gone too long.
Gone? Where are you going? You can't just run off.
I told you, Dad. I have to help Jaina. I've got to find where the knobs take people.
You can't, Rowan. I told you to keep out of all that. It's too dangerous.
Come on, Dad. I'm not giving up like you. I'm not going to hide away when someone I love needs me.
I see.
Dad, I'm sorry. I didn't mean... It's just... I need to do this.
For the girl?
Yeah, Dad, for the girl.
Go, son. Go find your girl.
Thank you, Dad.
Open up, Rowan! Rowan, open up!
Shit! It's Trent.
Where are you?
Ah, good. Hello, Rowan. Curtis?
Get out of my house.
Shh, Dad. What do you want, Trent?
I've got some questions for you, Rowan. See, I'm a bit confused about some things.
What things?
Well, today the knobs raided Aro Valley. I thought they were finally on to me. So, you can imagine my surprise, Rowan, when they showed me a picture of you. You and Jaina Miller, under suspicion of spreading the virus. Mind telling me how that came about?
We were in town one night near a dribbler. They thought it was us. That's all. We didn't dob you in, Trent.
No, you didn't. But what I'm wondering, Rowan, is why?
I would never turn you over to the knobs. That's why.
I see. Do you have anything you want to tell me?
No. I don't think so.
Well, Rowan, I thought I'd find the idiot that flooded my basement scene. You can imagine my surprise when the roster didn't have any gardeners at my place the other day.
That's a bit weird.
And yet, you just happened to be walking past. How lucky. So I thought maybe I'd have a little chat to Rowan's friends.
Bring him in, Dale!
Justin! Let him go!
I'm sorry, Rowan. They tortured me.
This little brat gave me some interesting information, Rowan. Seems our Jaina is part of the resistance.
Please let Justin go. He doesn't know anything about it.
I don't appreciate being lied to, Rowan Aldridge.
No! No! What are you going to do?
Cut this out. No guns in my house. This valley is about peaceful living.
He doesn't know anything, Trent. Put it down.
No! Please, Trent. No!
Justin!
Nobody lies to me, understand? I could have shot you then, Rowan. But now you can live with the knowledge that your lies cost Justin his life. Curtis Aldridge, Rowan Aldridge, as leader, I hereby evict you from the Aro Valley Commune. Vacate this residence immediately and proceed to the main gate.
You bastards!
Damn you, Trent Blackmore!
Back your kit and piss off. Dale will stay and see you leave.
Damn you!
Bye, boys.
Tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. Sorry for the belated introduction, but we were just wrapping up with our previous show. My name is Brian McDonald. You're listening to Skald's Hall. And tonight, we're taking a listen deeper into the Radio New Zealand production of Resistance. That was episode 9. Episodes 10 and 11 coming up right now here on Skald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there
anything?
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 Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Get ready for the 2015 Metro Vancouver Transportation and Transit Plebiscite. You must be on the provincial voters list to get a vote-by-mail voting package. Register to vote or make sure your voter registration is up to date now at elections.bc.ca/OVR or call 1-800-661-8683. That's 1-800-661-8683. This message is brought to you by Elections BC.
Going? It's dark back here. Still not talking to me then?
Well, we've been driving for about 7 hours now, give or take, that nap I had.
So unless you're going in circles to confuse me, I guess we're heading north or we'd be driving in the sea by now. Say yes to confirm. Okay, fine. You still don't want to talk. Nah, I can deal with that. Hey, you know what I'm really, really bad at, driver? Singing. 6 months in a leaky boat, lucky just to keep afloat. Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Now, we've been getting a lot of messages this week.
Now, the raid on Arrow Valley scared everyone, it seems.
But the ProLinkX stats are lower than ever, and the consensus seems to be if the communes aren't safe as anywhere.
Listeners, we at Buccaneer Radio are here to tell you, nowhere is safe.
You could be taken by the knobs tonight.
You could be hit by the virus tomorrow.
We're not saying this to scare you, listeners. We're just saying hug your kids, forgive your neighbours, laugh at Dad's bad jokes, sleep in tomorrow.
Yeah, keep trucking, guys.
We can't leave. We live here.
Dad, they shot Justin. If we go back, they're going to shoot us, okay? They're going to shoot us if we don't hurry. Come on.
Ow. You're hurting my arm, Rowan.
Are you going to walk with me?
Yes. Oh, let go.
Fine. Hurry up.
Where are we going, son?
We need to find somewhere safe for you in town so that I can go after Jaina.
Nothing is safe in town. We don't know anyone.
We might.
What do you mean?
Well, we know Mum.
What?
Afternoon, Corporal. I got their delivery here.
Thanks, Danny. Important cargo, this.
Yeah, well, you can have her. Tried my patience, she did. Oh, man, there she goes again. Joke's on her, I suppose.
Right you are, mate. There's not much to sing about where she's going. Scan here.
Yeah.
And here, please.
Yeah.
Righto.
Cheers, Corporal. I'll unlock the van.
Good afternoon. Miss Miller, is it? Welcome to Complex 866.
Oh, the sun's bright. I can't see.
Come on, sweetheart. There's no use in struggling.
Stop dragging me.
Oh, why?
It's so much fun. Look at the sky, Miller. Then say goodbye. You won't be seeing that again.
No. No.
Where are we, Rowan? This is Courtney Place, Dad.
It looks so different.
What are we going to do? We need to find Mum.
Man, Jane's backpack's heavy.
Any food in there?
Sorry. I came in so fast. I only had time to grab this.
But we can't buy food here. We're not linked. We'll starve.
Where did Mum say she was going when she left?
It was 10 years ago, Rowan.
Come on, Dad, you must have known. Did she ever write letters?
No, Rowan. Once Lily died, your mother was gone too. For good. She didn't want anything to do with us.
She never even checked I was okay?
No, sir.
I always thought she did, but you wouldn't tell me.
She left us. Plain and simple.
Well, screw it. She owes us, Dad. We need to find her.
Leave it.
Her family were well off. Where did they live?
Rowan.
I remember visiting Grandma and Grandpa. It was a big house, right? Really old and fancy.
How do you remember that?
I remember thinking Grandpa was mean.
Oh, he was, son. He didn't like us. Not classy enough for him.
Where was the house? What street, Dad?
I don't want to see her. I'll come with you to find the girl, Rowan.
Don't be an idiot, Dad. You'll get us both killed. Justin's already dead because of me, and every bloody second we piss around, Jaina could be about to die too. Couldn't handle that, Dad. Just tell me the damn street or... Damn it, I'll leave you here. I mean it.
Okay, son. It was up Mount Vic somewhere.
Right. Let's go.
Johnson.
What's up, Stevens?
Can we talk a minute?
You sound worried.
Look, there were 5 reports of the virus last night, Johnson. And we've just called off our search.
Correct.
Well, It's not right, is it? The public think we're looking for them.
Walden's orders, Stevens.
I know one of the people hit. Well, sort of. My neighbour's sister. I used to see her visiting them. Gee, she was cute.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, mate. But you want your kids to see you come home every night, don't you? I do.
But what about once we get home? How do you look them in the eye?
I do what I have to do to keep them safe.
You feel it too, though, right?
There's nothing we can do. Get back to work, Stevens.
Purchase the latest upgrades for your Link X. Monitor your family's health at all times.
My husband has an irregular heartbeat. The Link X warned us when he was on his way to a heart attack, didn't it, honey?
Sure did. I'm so glad I'm still around for you and the kids. Thank goodness for the Link X upgrades.
Get yours today and keep your family whole. Link X. Safety. Security. Happiness.
That place, that big house, that's it, isn't it?
I think you might be right, yeah.
I remember, I tripped up outside there one time, and I remember those cherry trees.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, this is the place.
I'm going in.
Rowan, wait!
Who's there? What do you want?
Anna Aldridge?
Oh, my God. Curtis?
Anna?
Rowan?
Hi, Mum.
What are you...
Can we come in? It's urgent.
Look, you can't
Mum,
just...
Mum, please.
Don't call me that.
Damn you, Anna. You are still his mother.
Just let us in. Please, it's an emergency.
Fine. Quick, get in before anyone sees you.
I remember this place. Are Grandma and Grandpa here?
They're dead now. I live here alone.
Never remarried.
Never wanted to. Please, sit down. Why are you here? Why now?
I haven't seen you in 10 years.
I don't want to talk about that. I just want to know why you're here.
We need help.
Are you in trouble with the law? I don't want that here.
No. I need somewhere for Dad to stay.
What?
He's sick, Mum. In his head. He's not well.
The drink, Curtis?
You left, Anna. What did you expect?
We're not linked, Mum. They kicked us out of Aro. They shot my friend. They'll shoot us if we go back. We don't have any food. Please help us.
No. You're not my responsibility anymore.
You owe me.
Rowan,
you weren't there when I needed you. Well, this time, I'm right in front of you.
Rowan, I'm sorry.
I'm running out of time.
No. All right, I'll help you. But he can't stay here forever.
I need to do something. To find somebody who's going to help everybody, even you.
I don't want
to
know. My life is different now.
Okay, I get it. It won't be for long.
I don't want to know. Whatever it is, you go do it.
Thank you. Dad, pass me the backpack. Yes.
What are those?
Pills that will make it seem like I'm linked. All right. I'm going. Dad, stay here with Mum. I'm sure you two have plenty to talk about.
Yeah, it'll be a ball. Wait, Rowan. Give us a hug.
Oh, Dad.
Rowan, I know I'm a drunk. I've let you down. Be safe, son. Get that girl.
Thanks, Dad.
I'll bring her back. I swear. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, are you guys open yet? I need to speak to Alistair.
We're not open.
Please. It's important. Really important.
We're closed. Now, get out of here, kid.
Let me...
Now, that was a soft one. You piss off, or I'll show you the real deal.
No.
Let me... Blinkerhead, send a message to Alistair. We got a kid down here trying to get in, and he wants to see you, and he's bloody persistent.
Message sent.
Now, happy kid?
Thanks.
Max, you know not to disturb us during the meeting.
Yeah, sorry, Al.
What the hell do you want, kid?
Alistair, it's me, Rowan. Jaina's friend?
So?
I need to talk to you. It's urgent.
We're busy, kid.
It's important.
Yeah, whatever. Don't waste my time.
It's about Jaina.
I don't care about your teen romance. Piss off. Max, don't interrupt the meeting again.
Al.
No, please, wait. Jupiter.
Wait, what did you say?
Jupiter?
Shit. Get inside.
Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hey there, listeners. Every year, Fund Drive, CITR's annual fundraiser, helps raise money to keep CITR running. Last year, we raised over $35,000 to assist our move to a new station. This year, Fund Drive is kicking off February 26th with a party at UBC's Pitt Pub and finishing off with a party at Pat's Pub on March 6th. So let's get digital. This year, our goal is to raise $40,000 to build a new website, digitize our analog archives, make decades worth of CITR history accessible, and more. Starting February 26th, you can call in to pledge towards this year's fund drive. Or starting February 16th, donate online at www.citr.ca. Receive great prizes for your donations. Again, fund drive is this February 26th to March 6th. Help keep campus and community radio healthy. Donate to support CITR.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Buccaneer Radio Talkback. We've got a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi.
How can we help you today, caller?
The public deserves to know.
Excuse me?
The
public deserves to know where they take people. Look, we know, you know, you resistance, like,
oh,
you
no,
know.
Hang on, no, I'm sorry, sir.
But look, what did they do with my wife? That's what I want to know. Tell me what they...
Sir, what the resistance knows and doesn't know can't be discussed on air. People are paid to listen and report what we're broadcasting right now.
I just want her back.
Oh, look, we're working on it, mate. Hey, thanks for your call. Coming up later tonight on Buccaneer Radio.
Oh, my arm!
Shut up, kid. Get in there. Ow! What are you doing bringing that kid up here?
I found him sniffing around outside. Knows Jaina. She spilled to him, guys. He's seen Jupiter.
What?
She shouldn't have told him.
We don't know if he's safe. He could be a knob spy.
Shut up. What does Jupiter mean, kid? What do you know?
Nothing. She just told me to say Jupiter.
Who are you?
Rowan Aldridge. Jane is my friend. She's been taken. We have to find her.
Get in there with the rest of them. Registration starts soon.
Yeah, screw you.
Swear all you want, girl. You're still stuck here.
Grandma, who's that girl?
It's just another girl put here like us. Don't be scared.
Oh, hi. Yeah, don't be scared. I'm not scary. I'm Jaina. What's your name?
Sabie.
This is my granddaughter, Sabie. I'm Greta. Do you know where we are? We've been taken, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. I didn't see much yet. We're definitely somewhere north of Auckland, though.
Welcome to Complex 866. Registration will begin in 1 minute.
Grandma! What's that?
It's okay, dear. Just watch that little screen over there.
I'm not risking everything with some unknown kid in the room.
You can trust me. Look. Jaina's tech, see? She gave it to me to look after. And look. The algorithms for the Link X disabling machine.
What? Give me those. She didn't say she'd gotten this far. And I suppose she wouldn't risk it on the way there.
On the way where? Where did they take her?
Kid, we barely know a thing about you. I mean, if you're a spy...
I'm not a spy. I'm Rowan Aldridge, born in Aro Valley, son of Curtis and Anna Aldridge.
Curtis Aldridge?
You're Curtis's boy.
Yeah? So?
He founded the first commune. He founded us.
He's the reason we started fighting.
Yeah, but he gave up.
Well, he had his reasons, kid. He had a rough time. I'd be mighty proud to be his son.
I guess I am.
He's Curtis's son. Jaina trusted him. I say we do too. Say aye?
Aye.
You really want to know where they took her own?
Tell me.
They took her to the Coromandel, kid. To the mines.
Congratulations. You have been scanned and registered. Your new life is about to begin. Feeling frightened? No fear. At Complex 866, your needs will be catered for. You'll have all the basics, goals to strive for, and satisfaction of knowing you're helping your fellow man. And you'll make new friends. Please enjoy our introduction video.
Jeez, she's perky.
I don't get it, Grandma.
Watch the video.
At Complex 866, you'll be part of New Zealand's largest export company. Our mines contain a wealth of tantalum, a vital element to the Lynx X in your head.
Mines?
Exporting all over the world, your contribution
helps
your country keep ticking. You'll be trained in the specifics of mining and sorting, a lifelong skill. We require your utmost commitment. This is non-negotiable. Those who try to leave will be punished. Those who do not give us their utmost commitment will be punished. You'll learn more at your induction. Once again, welcome.
Please step through the elevator doors when they open. Follow the National Order Board officer to your assigned accommodation. Goodbye.
I don't want to, Grandma.
It's okay, honey.
Don't be scared, Sabie. I'll go first, see? Come on.
What sort of mines?
Tantalum. They've been lying to the public for a decade. Everybody thinks it's all automated.
It's
automated, all right.
By slaves. Hundreds of them.
Yeah, calm down.
You know she's there. She's told you.
She's linked, remember? Untraceable. She told us immediately.
Is she okay?
Well, we lost the signal once they took her inside.
Wait. If the Resistance knows where they take people, why not tell the public? Slavery isn't legal.
The Nobs can't know the extent of the intelligence we've gathered.
Not if we want a shot at taking them down.
When do we start?
We? Are you one of us now?
I have to help Jaina.
Kid, Jaina Miller is just as important to us as she is to you. More, probably.
And Alan.
Alan? Alan Miller, Jaina's dad. They have her dad?
They know Jaina and Alan have untraceable Link X units. They want that technology in their control, not ours.
Imagine if we could disable every Link X and replace it with an untraceable one.
We'd be unstoppable. But we can't do it without Jaina and Alan.
So we're going in to get them, right? Right now!
Well, kid, you interrupted a pretty important meeting about that very subject. Unfortunately, it's not that simple.
And will be open again on the 20th. In national news, international dignitaries from the Republics of China and Australia have arrived in the country today. President Burton and Premier Chan have arrived in Auckland in preparation for the signing of the Tantalum Trade Agreement this weekend. The agreement will provide New Zealand with export opportunities to solve our economic crisis.
Mr. Walden, what are the dignitaries up to between now and the weekend?
Taking the grand tour of our beautiful country. I imagine they'll spot some sheep.
Mr. Walden, where's the signing taking place?
At our main export mine, Complex 866. Our fully automated mines are the pinnacle of modern technology, and Premier Chan and President Burton are most keen for the opportunity to see what makes them tick.
More on that at 6. Coming up on State Radio...
Going in this weekend is too risky. They'll have extra security with the dignitaries there, Al. You know they won't want a thing going wrong.
And they'll want to hide the fact there's hundreds of slaves operating the mines.
She's right. It's the worst time for us to go in.
That's precisely why it's the best time.
What?
The last thing they'll be expecting is Resistance infiltration on the most high-security weekend of the year. They'll be too busy fluffing around, making sure the dignitaries have enough caviar.
You're crazy. No!
We'll go in, grab Jaina and Alan... do a bit of surveillance and out again. It could bring forward our plans 6 months.
Oh, yeah? How do you intend on getting in and out, Alistair?
Same way we've always planned. In through Tama's tunnel, out on the export train.
That's not a plan. We have no idea exactly where or how the rail system operates underground.
I'll improvise. We need them, Sid.
It's a bloody suicide machine.
Every day we leave them in there, they're in more danger. They could be killed.
And you'll get Jaina and Alan killed.
Sid, your sister's still in one of those mines, isn't she? Do you think she'd want us going in now, or waiting till she's already dead?
Low blow, Al.
Sorry, mate. That's what it comes down to.
If you go this weekend with all the security they'll have, you will die.
Damn it, you're not listening. We can't waste any more time.
Grandma, I'm tired.
Shh, honey.
Officer, where are you taking us?
To your quarters. Now, quiet, please.
Officer Grandis, come in.
Officer Grandis speaking.
Port location.
Southwest Corridor, level 18. Transferring new units.
ETA base?
Back within 10. Over.
Why do you use an old radio? Oh, the Link X doesn't work underground, right?
I said quiet.
It was just a question.
Keep quiet!
Jaina, shh.
Now get in there. Your lucky performance isn't ranked on your first night. Induction is at 6 a.m.
Why are you two here, Greta? Why did they take you?
It's all my fault.
No, Sabi, honey, it's not your fault at all.
It is. We went to the black market to trade some food vouchers for new shoes, and they took us.
They raided a market?
They did. Usually the raids only happen at weekends.
If my feet hadn't grown, we'd be at home, Grandma.
Honey, it's not your fault, I promise.
The people who put us here, it's their fault, Sabi. I promise.
I'm one of the people trying to stop them.
You are?
Yes. We're going to make everything all better before you're a grown-up, I swear.
Pinky swear?
Oh, wow. Pinky swear is pretty serious stuff. Okay.
Yay!
Now go hop in that cot, Sadie. We need to get some sleep.
Sounds like a good idea, Greta.
What about you, Jane? How'd they catch you?
Oh, it's a long story.
Are we ready to vote?
There's no point, Al. You're alone on this one.
I deserve a vote.
Okay. Those against going in this weekend, say nay.
Nay.
You're supposed to ask aye first.
Fine. Those for, say aye.
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 Kid, you don't get a vote.
Why not? I'm here, I agree.
He's right. You're not one of us.
Look, sorry, Al. We'll try and organise it for next week once the security's lowered.
I'm going anyway.
What?
You heard me. We need them back.
If you enter the mines this weekend, it will be without the support of the Resistance. You'll be on your own.
Too bad. We need Jaina and Ellen out. Who's with me? Anyone?
I'm coming.
No, kid, you're not.
I'm fast, I'm strong, I can fight. Take me.
No.
If you keep saying no, I'll just follow you all the way there and that'll look conspicuous and you'll get caught. So if you just say yes...
None of you. Just the kid.
You're on your own, Al.
All right, then. I guess it's you and me, kid. Let's go get him.
Strange things done in the midnight sun by the men that toil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge that I cremated Sam McGee. Now Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the south to roam round the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell. Though he'd often say in his homely way, I'd sooner live in hell. On a Christmas day we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail, and you talk of your cold, but through the parka's fold it stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd close, then the lashes froze, till sometimes we couldn't see. It wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed and the stars overhead were dancing heel and toe, he turned to me and, Cap, says he, I'll cash in this trip, I guess, and if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request. Well, he seemed so low that I couldn't say no. Then he says with a sort of a moan, it's the cursed cold, and it's got right hold till I'm chill clean through to the bone. Yet it ain't being dead, it's my awful dread of the icy grave that pains. So I want you to swear that, foul or fair, you'll cremate my last remains. Well, a pal's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore I would not fail. And we started on at the break of dawn, but God, he looked ghastly pale. And he crouched on the sleigh, and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. With a corpse half hid that I couldn't get rid, I hurried horror-driven. There wasn't a breath in that land of death, and because of a promise given, it was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, you may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate my last remains. Now, a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though my lips were numb, in my heart how I cursed that load. In the long, long night by the lone firelight, while the huskies round in a ring howled out their woes to the homeless snows, oh God, how I loathed that thing. And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavy and heavier grow, and on I went though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low. And the trail was bad, and I felt half mad, but I swore I'd not give in. And I'd often sing to that hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake Lebarge, and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, but I saw in a thrice it was called the Alice May. And I looked at it, and I thought a bit, and I looked at my frozen chum. Then here, said I with a sudden cry, is my crematorium. Some planks I tore from the cabin floor, and I lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying round, and I heaped the fuel higher. Well, the flames just soared, and the furnace roared, such a blaze you never did see, and I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal, and I stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled, and the huskies howled, and the wind began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks, and I don't know why, and the greasy smoke in an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with grisly fear, but the stars came out, and they danced about before I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, I'll just take a peek inside. I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked. Then the door I opened wide. And there sat Sam, looking cool and calm in the heart of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile you could see a mile, and he said, please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear you'll let in the cold and storm. And since I left Plum Tree down in Tennessee, this is the first time I've been warm. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men that toil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge that I cremated Sam McGee.
You either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
How he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald, and we've just about finished here with Scald's Hall tonight. Coming up in a moment or so, we're going to be having Canada Post Rock with John, so that's going to be good. Stay tuned to listen to lots of wonderful stuff. And have a happy weekend from all of us here at CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm going to be round my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love